5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
I don't like the way we came out. I don't like the way they had 16 play drive right down our throat to start the game. I don't like the way our offense answered with two penalties on the first drive and having a punt. That's not the way we want to come out of a football game, getting ready for a good team on the road. I don't like the fact we had two turnovers and we didn't cause any. I don't like the fact that we lost the game. It was a good football team. Hats off to Coach Arians and then and the Arizona Cardinals. But I feel like we underachieved today, and that's very frustrating.
Yeah, there's a frustrated Jay Gruden talking about the loss to the Arizona Cardinals. And joining us now on the line to talk about the game and what went wrong and how we might set the thing right is our good friend Trevor Maddich, WML's Redskin analyst and a Comcast Sportsnet co-host. Good to have you with us, Trevor. I mean, I heard that after this this game in the locker room, that Jay Gruden just went off. I mean, he gave these guys a butt-chewing. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, our after-show meetings with Bill Hess. You know, they really got an earful.
Right, and it was the same way as your meetings with Bill, because just like when you meet with Bill, Coach Gruden was so loud in that butt-chewing, as you call it, that the walls were not thick enough to contain his fury, and people outside the locker room could hear him yelling at the players inside the locker room. And that's an interesting thing, because Jay Gruden, he's not a soft coach, but he's not known as a guy like Mike Shanahan who's always looking for somebody to chew out. And so for him to go off the way he did means that he believes that the Redskins didn't give him the effort. Because it's one thing if you just get beat or the other team just makes a play. Gruden gets mad like this only if you don't live up to your capabilities, and the Redskins did not.
Well, and what specifically happened here? Was this a breakdown on offense and defense? Was this turnovers and mistakes that happened? It seemed like they were moving the ball okay, but why could they only get those? You mentioned this on Friday, Trevor. They got to be able to convert to a touchdown in the red zone, and they had issues with that in the first half, didn't they?
They did. At the end of the first half, they had a second and goal at the one-yard line. Ran a play. It was third and goal at the one-yard line. Ran another play. It was fourth and goal at the one-yard line, and they kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
And that was part of the problem, but certainly not the whole thing. You ask, you know, whether it was the offense, the defense. Yes, it was everything. Hmm. The offense came out – well, excuse me. Let's start with the defense. The Cardinals got the ball first, and they ripped off a 75-yard drive, 15 plays, and scored a touchdown in the opening drive. So the Redskins' offense – which is supposed to be one of the best in the NFL, promptly went out and gained 9 yards on their first play. So now it's second and one.
Right.
A couple of plays later, they punted when it was fourth and 21.
Yeah.
They had two consecutive penalties, a big sack, and so they opened the game by giving up a long touchdown drive and then end up losing 11 yards total, you know, from first and 10 on their first offensive drive. So they sleptwalked through the opening of the game, and that's one of the things that Gruden was so upset about. This is a team that should have been rested after they played on Thursday against the Cowboys in their previous game. They had 10 days to get rested, to get ready, to get focused, and they didn't even show up until midway through the first quarter.
All right. Well, you know, when you have a coach like Gruden, who, as you say correctly, is not known for, you know, getting in there and yelling and screaming and slamming his, you know, his playbook around and making a bunch of noise and blistering the paint off the walls. But when he does that, and I know that as a player, you've probably been in a locker room or two where the coach went off on you. What impact does that actually have?
Well, it has big impact when it's a guy like Gruden, because the players understand what his personality is like. Gruden is the kind of a coach that will treat you like a man, but in return, he expects you to act like a man. And in this game, I don't think Gruden thinks they prepared like men. And I think that's why he was so upset. And that's one of the things that I hope the players will take from that, because it's not just that he's mad at them, it's that he's disappointed in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they respect him enough that the disappointment feels even worse to them than the anger.
We're used to the Redskins falling behind and then coming back and winning the game. That seems to be a storyline a lot this season. They had the lead in the third quarter. What happened there? They had the lead and they had the ball.
They had the lead and the ball, and then all of a sudden their left guard, I don't want to say his name, but his initials are Sean Laval, got pushed back into Kirk Cousins. I mean, he got trucked. He just got put, and that happens sometimes. The first thing that contacted Cousins was his rear end. Now, at that point, a couple things happened. One is that Cousins didn't secure the ball. He has his own guard pushed right up the middle, right into him, and bumps him. And instead of securing the ball, he still looked downfield and tried to make a play. Mm-hmm. Well, while he was doing that, the same guy that trucked Sean Laval reached out and stripped the ball from Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
The Cardinals recovered it. They went down to the 10-yard line. And instead of stopping them there and limiting them to a field goal, the defense once again gave up a touchdown three plays later. And so that was a huge sequence.
That was the game.
Poor protection.
That was the game.
All right. Well, Trevor, listen, thank you so much for your analysis. And we'll see if what we can do when we talk to you again on Friday.
Season's not over. This is not the one we're going to circle and say this is where the season got away.
Big picture, they're still in pretty good shape for a wild card spot. Right. But now the playoffs begin. They can't lose another game.
There it is.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
6:44 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.